4 HKX, mobile.
W2 JKT, mobile.
KN4 TFW, mobile.
Listening good into the repeater now, so. Eric, you're making it fine. Gauntlet over here coming down the mountain. You just never know what's going to be set up over here.
Listen, the left two lanes were closed in 1 mile. Which is great because there are only two lanes in the road to begin with.
You gotta love it. Coming out of Virginia, you know, they got them extra truck lanes. You know, and it says that we're about to the top, so it says, you know, the right lane is ending. Then they had another sign that said, construction sign said right lane was ending. And it's like, man, we went from four lanes and down to just one. Port of Tolbert.
Only 309 in this, this Emeco here, only.
60 yesterday.
Repeater scratchy on your end? Yeah, it just went that way all of a sudden. I had a real good signal, and then all of a sudden, both.
About closing two lanes, we're all driving in the shoulder now.
Cracking in the background.
Yep.
A lot of popping and cracking, but I can make you out fine.
I hear you on that one.
Same here. It's not any one of us. I'm on 25 right here where normally the repeater's good and solid. Something happened.
Takes an 85.
That 50-year-old repeater?
That's what they're using.
First meeting in probably almost 10 years, and they were talking about that repeater then, how much work it needed all the time. But I guess they just haven't replaced it.
They have not. Not since I've been a ham radio operator. They've been talking about a replacement, and it's still up there. So, but I don't know what to say about that. It just all of a sudden went bacon frying real bad.
Give them a repeater or something? I mean, what's the issue? I mean, I can't believe Brar's doesn't have any money.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what the whole issue is. I know it's got some antenna issues and the repeater's older than we are. And so I don't know what the holdup is.
Like it was with the Clemson Club, there were certain club members who thought that 50-year-old MSF machines were the greatest thing since sliced bread and should never ever be retired.
It's better now on my end, but it was bad there for a minute.
Good, Patrick.
Bad on my end, but it's better now. Not good, but better.
It's closed, Ken.
That's both sides.
The outbound side, I mean, the exit ramp is not blocked off or anything, but there was a sign that said exit 80 closed. Continue to 78. I don't know if it's closed on the northbound side.
I'm just coming up on the 75 now.
I mean, there's nothing blocking it. I guess I could have gotten off. Maybe it was blocked earlier. I don't know. These signs are just wrong all the time anyway.
Major issue is signage. If the road's open, take the signs down. If it's closed, leave it up. It confuses everybody.
Ramps going down. They were repaving all that when I left on Friday.
Sign, they probably had it up since then.
Yeah. There's 277. 75.
I'm at the 78 to try to grab some breakfast because I didn't get off at the 90.
I'll catch you then. If not, y'all have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
Yeah, we doubled Patrick, but I got the idea. We'll talk to you in a little bit. This is W2JKT.
73, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
This stuff is there, Ken.
Keep you guessing. It's never, you know, it's always different every single day. A new company truck today.
But I'm pulling into the parking lot at QT here, so let me talk in about 5 minutes. This is W2JKT.
you. I'll probably be out of here by then. I'm only about 2 miles out. So you have a good one and a safe one. KN4TSW.
And enjoy the rest of your work, and I'm glad you're back. So have a good one. 73, talk to you later. W2JKT.